Hello, everybody, and good Friday to you. This is Eddie Sprouse with Lending Path Mortgage and Your Way Home. So on today's broadcast, we're going to talk about manufactured housing. Some people might call them trailers, double wides, mobile homes, things like that. This episode is going to be all about manufactured housing and lending. So let's get started. So I seldom ever on this broadcast talk about things that my company has to offer and what I do personally. But I think this is, I'm going to make an exception today because there isn't a whole lot of financing available for manufactured housing in the mortgage marketplace. And I think it's important for you to know maybe some reasons why. You need to know some things about manufactured housing and what is and isn't acceptable as far as doing a residential mortgage. And so I'm going to talk about this subject a bit. I'll give you a little bit of background on me. You probably don't know that back in the 90s, I was a trailer sailor. For lack of a better word, I worked at a mobile home dealership, and we sold from the lowest priced manufactured homes you could find up to some of the most luxurious ones on the market. We were the only dealer in Fletcher, North Carolina, that had a triple wide home for many years until those kind of caught on. And we didn't deal just in manufactured. We also dealt with modular. And we had some single wides and things like that. Single wides, double wides, triple wides, modular, that kind of thing. So there's always been a market here in the mountains for affordable housing. And when I think of affordable housing, manufactured homes is pretty much what comes to my mind. They are a little less expensive than going out and building a house. You know, one of the advantages of buying manufactured is you know the cost of the construction. You know, they're dealing more with a retail sales price rather than having to worry about the price of materials going up or even delays in construction because of rain, because they're built in a controlled environment. So you have a lot more control over the process because of how they're built. You have more control over the price because it's made to order. And that price, once you place your order, isn't going to change. So there's some reasons to consider manufactured housing. And any of you that have lived here over the last 30, 40 years, you know, we used to have a ton of manufactured housing dealers, especially over in the Fletcher area. That was like the mobile home mile over there. But over the years, those dealerships have closed up, gone out of business. There's still a few of the bigger companies that are still around, like Clayton and Oakwood and companies like that, that are making these houses, and you still can go get them. You can do shopping for your home online. I recently looked at doing an investment property. So I went on to one of the manufactured housing websites, logged in, spec'd out the house I wanted. And then I had a few questions. So I called one of the local dealers and asked some questions. So, you know, they're still out there. And they've kind of caught up to the modern times as far as not having to go in and necessarily meet with a salesman and pick out everything that way. You can pretty much build them online if you like to do that. I have several friends that live in manufactured housing. My first three houses were all manufactured. I started with a single wide right out of college, and then into a small double wide, and then eventually into a very large double wide. And every one of those houses, when it come time to sell them, I made money on them. And some of them I sold more than once. I did some owner financing, and that's just the way it worked out. But they have been a good investment for me. I've been very careful about what I buy, and I was very careful about, you know, making sure that I wasn't buying over the market, and that it was something that I could sell and still make some money on. So they are, and they can be a good investment. But a lot of lenders stay completely away from manufactured housing. I think for the most part, they don't really understand the market. They see it like something like an automobile that depreciates, and they can depreciate. But if they're taken care of and you put them in the right place and you keep the house up, it can be a solid investment for you for many, many years. And, you know, it's just some of the stuff that went along with manufactured housing over the years has started going away. So you don't see trailer parks much anymore, although there are still some. But you find people getting their own land or family land and putting one of these homes on it. And they're cozy, they're comfortable, they're warm, they're cool, whatever you want to make it. They're just like a house, other than the fact that they weren't built on site and that they have, most of them have a metal frame under them. So our company, Lending Path Mortgage, we are part of a much larger company called Success Mortgage Partners. And we've got a little different idea on manufactured housing. It's not, I wouldn't say it's our specialty. It's one of those, we also offer manufactured financing. But I will tell you from my experience that we do a better job on manufactured housing loans than really anybody that I know that handles residential mortgages. Most companies will only finance double wides and larger, and we're the same. We won't do single wide financing. You can find single wide financing out there. Usually it's a company that specializes in it. There's a company in Tennessee, I think it's called 21st Mortgage, and they specialize in single wides. And there's some companies scattered throughout the country that will offer single wide financing, but we don't. Most lenders don't. So it's got to be at least a double wide or larger. And again, most companies won't go back more than about 10 years. I don't really know why that is. What we do is we go back to 1976, about mid-1976. The reason we do that is the building codes for manufactured housing took a dramatic change in 1976. So the government established what I call the HUD code. There's another technical name for it. Basically they were all built, to a nationwide building code starting from mid-1976 going forward. So there were standards where there wasn't standards before, or at least there wasn't as good of a standard, previous to that year. So as long as the house is a 76 or newer, double wide or larger, then we can talk about, financing it for you. And we don't do, one of the things we used to do, but we don't do anymore, is we don't do construction loans with manufactured. So, in other words, you can't go to the dealer and buy a home there and get us to pay for it before it's delivered. It has to be already set up and already ready for you to move into. So, in a lot of cases, if you're wanting to get a brand new home, some of these dealerships, they offer their own financing, like through companies like Vanderbilt. And I believe that's Clayton. I'm not sure if it's Clayton or Oakwood Homes that offers that. So do some research there. But they will, if you've got your own land or family land you have deed to, you can do land in lieu of a down payment, get the house set up and delivered. Now, their terms are not going to be as good as ours. So as soon as that's set up and ready to go, and I'm not sure, I'm sorry to say this over the radio, but I'm not sure if you have to wait 6 months to refinance it or if you can refinance it right away. But you do need to get it livable and get your CO and all that, at least at the very minimum, before you refinance it into a mortgage with our company. So one of the reasons that we don't offer that, you know, it's a big risk to offer a loan on something that's not even set up yet. So we don't, that's why we don't do that. And the dealerships, they want their money before that manufactured house is transported down the highway. And we won't do that. I don't really know any lenders that do that other than the lenders that work for those companies that are actually in-house lenders. So anyway, you want a manufactured home loan. You found one you like. It's newer than the mid 1976. It's a double wide or larger. You need to make sure that the wheels, axles, and tongues have all been removed. That the house is set up on a permanent foundation, and that the house has never been moved from any other property to the property that you're buying. So that needs to be the original destination for that home in order for it to qualify for the financing. The title to the house, all these mobile homes are delivered across U.S. highways and are required to be titled with the DMV. So the title has to be retired where that house cannot easily be moved again. So the house and the land need to be on the same tax bill, need to be taxed together, that kind of thing. And there needs to be some kind of a permanent or semi-permanent, what I would call permanent skirting around the house. It can be wood, metal, or concrete. Concrete's probably the best. And when I say skirting, I mean the perimeter of the house and the area between the bottom of the house and the top of the sole. Needs to have some kind of permanent skirting around it. So, and again, concrete's always the best option. That's what I tell my clients to look for. It not only does it look better, but it's going to give them a better, drier, I guess crawl space you might want to call it under the house. So you want to make sure those things are done. And we're going to have a engineer come out and look at the house and make sure the house passes the building code, that it's set up properly. So that's a licensed engineer is going to cost you somewhere between $300 and $500 up front. And I always suggest to my clients, if they're looking for manufactured housing, that they pay for that first. Because there's no reason to have an appraisal if the house doesn't pass inspection. In all the years I've been doing this, I've only had two houses fail in inspection and the engineer's inspection, and both of those houses were made right by the seller. It was a minimum repair that needed to be made, and then those houses were able to be financed. So those are some things to consider when you're looking at manufactured housing. Make sure it meets those guidelines. Come and talk to me if you've got questions before you go and put a contract on a house like that. And I would say too, something that some of you live in double wides now, and you may not realize it, that you can tap into the equity of your home. So if you're looking at, let's say you've got a 6-7% interest rate on that manufactured house, and you want a better interest rate, give me a call. Because we can do a refinance, a rate and term refinance, meaning there's no cash going to you, but we're just paying off your current mortgage and getting you a better interest rate. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. The other thing that you may not realize is you can pull some equity out of the house. You can get some cash out. Now, that's a little tougher. The loan to value is a lot lower than what you might find on a site-built home. But if you've got that house almost paid for and you need some cash, that might be a good way to put some money in your pocket and pay off some bills. So, again, just to summarize, manufactured housing can be a great investment opportunity. It is what I think of as affordable housing. I turned my manufactured homes into investment properties, and I made a good living for a while collecting payments and things off of my manufactured homes, and I used those investment properties to help me get to the point where I could buy a site-built home that I wanted. So if you're thinking about becoming an investor and you already own a manufactured home, or if you're thinking about maybe putting a manufactured home into your investment portfolio, give me a call and we can talk about that and see what's available out there. Anyway, this has been a great little show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, let me know, and we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you for tuning in to Your Way Home with Eddie Sprouse. Join me here on the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 12:15. Your Way Home's purpose is to educate the listener on different aspects of obtaining a residential mortgage. We'd love to hear from you and answer any of your questions. To contact me, please email Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, at LendingPathMortgage.com or call or text Eddie at 828-412-0086. If you'd like to be part of future episodes, please let us know. If there's a topic you'd want me to cover, please let me know that as well. Eddie Sprouse is a licensed mortgage loan officer in North Carolina. His license number is NMLS 156-1943. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.